proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today constitutes the last session of our series about elderly champions of the Old Testament. The Old Testament recorded his heroic activities in which elderly men engaged, activities in which these men stood out for God. Take Enoch, for example. Enoch lived 65 years before fathering Methuselah. Enoch continued walking with God for an additional 300 years, at a period of time when the inhabitants of earth actively rebelled against God. The New Testament book of Jude contained one of Enoch's prophecy against the wickedness of the ungodly. Quote, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them." Unquote. After Enoch, Noah served as an example of an elderly champion. He had not yet begun to construct an ark until he had turned 600 years old. When he did so, according to the author of Hebrews 11, Noah thereby, quote, "condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith," unquote. Noah, as a, quote, "preacher of righteousness," unquote, Noah openly stood against the lawlessness which characterized his generation and his culture. After Noah, we see that in the life of Abraham that he had reached his 75th birthday before believing God and journeying to Canaan at God's direction. Sometime after Abraham's arrival, a confederacy of Canaanite kings had captured Lot, Abraham's nephew. According to Genesis chapter 14, Abraham, in response, quote, "armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them," unquote. Not only did Abraham rescue Lot from captivity, he captured the goods that the oppressors had taken from their defeated foes. Furthermore, Abraham refused to accept any reward from the king of Sodom, rather calling upon, quote, "the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth," unquote, to be his witness. Later on in the history of Israel, we read about Barzillai the Gileadite. He did not actively confront any enemies, but did, however, provide King David with supplies when that monarch fled from his son Absalom, an incident recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 19. Contrast Barzillai's reaction to David's plight with that of Nabal, who is described in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Nabal refused to share his sustenance with David, rather than risking the anger of Saul. Had Absalom found out about Barzillai's act of charity, he could have and likely would have had the old man executed for treason. God selects elderly champions to represent him during troublous times. Such men mostly came from humble origins. Secular histories devote little, if any space, to discussing the exploits of people like Enoch or Noah, Joshua or Caleb, Samuel or Barzillai. Yet God did not forget these men nor their deeds. He ensured that faithful men recorded the existence and work done by his elderly champions. God still chooses champions in our time. He wants individuals who will stand up for him during perilous times. Will you heed his call? This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.